Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Let's get started with Mesa. Keep your head to the sky.
At this point in my life, I just want to have fun. And I want to spiritually, I have grown, and I know I have a long way to go. But what I do know right now is that God is amazing, and the universe is amazing, and there's so much out there for all of us that we never have to worry or shed a tear. And I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. That's me. That was Mesa. Keep your head to the sky, family, because the clouds can tell you why. It's interesting, I was just praying yesterday, and I was looking at the sky, and I was thinking, wow, the clouds were so beautiful, and I was just thinking about the beauty of God, the art, just how amazing God is. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to get ready and move into the presence, allowing ourselves to become one with the one, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit that is known by many, many, many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot where God is not. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to somebody's mind today. And as we enter into the presence, inviting the stillness into this right now moment, the presence of God, recognizing that there is power in the breath, family. There is power in the breath, and sometimes we forget to breathe. I want you to be intentional about the breath. By taking in a deep breath, move, breathing in through the nose, holding to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight. Release the breath and remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. Remember, family, there's power in the breath. Together, be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. And again, be still and know that I am God. Just breathe. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. As we move into the consciousness of knowing that money is an inside job. Your money substance. You are one with money. You are one with money. Imagine yourself experiencing money in all its many forms. Reminding yourself that it's just another expression of God. I am the consciousness of money. Let's repeat the words with Reverend Ike, Ayana Vincent, prayer, our prayer treatment, And then we will go into today's lesson. It's going to be a surprise. I love you.
Let's get rid of all the money hang-ups. I tell you how I want you to do this. I want you to get relaxed. Take about three good long breaths and stretch your feet out if you can. Now, I want you to place your hands in an upward position on your lap. Just let them rest in an upward position. Somewhat slightly cupped. You see, like my cup runneth over. And just repeat this with me, right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
I open my mind to all of the goodness of life. I deserve it all.
I deserve it.
God wants me to have all of the goodness of life. It is God's pleasure to give me all of the goodness of life. All of the riches of life. Health, happiness, love. Success, prosperity, and money. I totally open my mind to the flow. With no reservations. I opened my mind to money. The being, doing, having power of the mind. The being, doing, having power of God in me. This is real money. This is the money that becomes every form of money that I need and want. And now we're going to go into a visualization for a moment, so I just want you to close your two outer eyes. Tilt your chin slightly upward. And look through the third eye, the eye of God in you. And repeat this visualization prayer treatment with me. I now enter into the theater of my mind.
I now enter into the theater of my mind.
And I see myself.
And I see myself.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as a healthy person.
I see myself as a healthy
person. I see myself as a happy person.
I see myself as a,
I see myself as a loving person.
I see myself
as a beloved person.
I see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous person.
I see and feel myself as a person who has a lot of money.
I see and feel myself as a person with lots and lots of money.
I see that I have all of the money that I need for every good cause.
I see that I have more than enough money.
I see myself with stocks and bonds.
I see myself with stocks and bonds.
Certificates of deposit.
Certificates of deposit.
A big investment portfolio.
A big investment portfolio.
I see myself having money making money.
I see myself having money making
money.
Money
making money.
Money
making money.
Money,
it feels wonderful.
It feels
good.
It feels,
I see and feel myself enjoying the goodness of money.
I see and feel myself enjoying.
Thank you, God, in me.
Thank you, God,
for money
for
and
money.
All of the goodness of life.
And all of the goodness of life.
Now open your eyes slowly. Come back. And in closing, I say health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity, and a whole lot of money go with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment, with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself,
for
judging
my relationship
with money.
Ooh, thank you, God. And as we read our money blessing from Harry L. Lee from the Unity Church, and as we imagine ourselves experiencing all the blessings and all the money in every form, giving thanks right now, no matter if we in the minus, no matter if we in the black, I love it. You know, I hear people talk about the word black in the negative, but I said, the one of the most powerful frequencies on the planet is black. And in your money in the black, you're doing some good stuff. So imagine your money in the black. And that ain't lack. All right, we're going to get ready and move into the consciousness of money. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for this money, this symbol of your love and your bounty, your silver, gold, and paper too, oh Holy Spirit. Lord, for plenty, I thank you. As I bless the contents of my purse, my wallet, and my bank accounts, my stocks, and my bonds, and everywhere I experience my money, which with wisdom I disperse, Holy Spirit, let me be a steward. So true, sharing your good just as you do. I'm asking you right now, Holy Spirit, to bless this substance by your words of spoken thanks forever heard. Bless it right now for its use, gladly share without abuse. Holy Spirit, I thank you for this money, this symbol of your love and your bounty. Come, Holy Spirit. Because divine love blesses this person and all the money experiences, and you keep it abundantly filled in my life. I'm so grateful as I open it both to give and to receive Holy Spirit, recognizing that the contents of this purse, my wallet, my stocks, my bonds, my bank accounts are so blessed. And I absolutely express wisdom, love, and great judgment in handling all my financial resources. And all to whom I give, I also express wisdom, love, and great judgment. And today, we give thanks for every experience of money in all its form of love. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Most High God. Thank you in this right now moment for expressing every form of money through us. And so it is. Thank you, God. Thank you, God in me. Thank you, God in me. Thank you, God.
You know, the moment you realize you're not alone is your finest hour. When you can finally allow yourself to be seen as you truly are. That's what intimacy is to me. It's acceptance of yourself. I can tell you the truth about me, and you can tell me the truth about you, and we can still be cool. It's relationship, commitment. We're all in this thing together, you know. Life is about connecting, making room for your friends. It's making yourself vulnerable. Don't nobody want to do that. It separates the men from the boys. Intimacy. It's the art of loving, the act of giving and sharing and laughing. It's sensual and seductive, but you ain't got to seduce me. I'm already yours. At some point, you have to come to the understanding that you're an instrument of love. Can you dig it? I thought I knew all there was to know about it, you understand? But I've only been scratching the surface, y'all. Intimacy. I think I'm ready now.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You've been tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And I just want to remind you today that I am super excited about the journey that we've been taking together for 11 whole years. I'm super excited that you, of all the places you chose to be right here on the Love Journey. And I couldn't be more excited to see and have the opportunity to eat from the spiritual food that has been downloaded into this space with some of the most amazing, powerful manifestors on the planet. And because of you, I am. And so again, this morning, I give thanks for your presence this morning as we partake in spiritual food. This is the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And I decided I wanted to talk about sex this morning. Let's talk about sex, y'all. Okay, so anybody who ready to hang up, go ahead, let's do it, because we're going to talk about sex. And this is why I decided to talk about sex. I was reading, you know, I'm reading this medical journal, and it says sex is a success power. S-E-X, sex is a success power. And I thought, you know, since I teach how to manifest with your sexual energy, and I love, I was watching, Unsung, and they were talking about Adina Howard, and she sang A Freak Like Me and a T-Shirt and Your Panties On, right? And she and her grandmother and her mother was on there, all her sisters and stuff, and she was just saying how much she just love sex. And her grandmother was just tickled to life to talk about her granddaughter. And I thought, wow, what a very progressive family. My sister was a very traditional Christian, and I'm sitting there eating it all up. She looked at me and was like, why do you like her? I said, I like her ability to be free to be who she is and without caring about anybody else's thought. But she's selfish. I'm like, okay, but I still like her. But I know she wanted to talk about the sex piece with me. So I thought, okay, you know, I have to go there sometimes with my family because, you know, I'm one of those adventurous, toe the line, love life in all its form kind of person. And so we're going to talk about sex from Genesis. Yep. And so I pulled out some of my notes from Catherine Ponder, the different experiences that I read. And so I wanted to talk about sex as a success power. Let me say that again, sex as a success power. So let's get down to the plain facts about sex. When you realize the true nature of sex in its three phases, you will find yourself better able to understand and control your greatest powers to create health, wealth, happiness, and all life. And today I'm going to enlighten you about sex from a different perspective, maybe. That's what we're going to talk about. And I'm going to talk about it from the Bible. Ooh, I'm super excited. I know a lot of y'all are going to hang up, and I'm okay with that. I love you anyway, because you know what I love about life? We get the right to choose to think and believe the way we want to. And what I want to incite you to do today is to take your thoughts, not my thoughts, not your preachers, your mama, your daddy, and anybody in your life, but ask God for yourself. That's the only thing that I ever wanted to do on a love journey. Not have people think the way I think, but to give people another perspective about life so that you can live life on your own terms. When I tell you one thing I love about how the universe operates, how God operates in our own love language. What's so great about God, if you approve, God operates with you as approved. If you're in a, you know, more open, God operates with you that way. And God doesn't give you more than what could really blow your mind and your thought until you're ready to open yourself to receive more who and what God is and how to navigate that in this universe. That's why I don't argue with people about who God and what God. I say, okay, because God is not going to give you more than what you can accept about God through you. And it's till you let go of everything you know that God will be willing to move more of God's self through you. Let me say that again. When you willing to let go of everything you know, I don't care what religious text you read, I don't care what church you grew up in, if you did or didn't, whatever. If you just allow yourself to allow the presence to open you up, you'd be surprised. I mean, it blew my mind the more God opens up to me about who and what God is. And God is so beautiful, so light, so elegant, so harmonizing, diplomatic. If you're not ready to receive God, God okay with that. God, it doesn't matter. Because that's how love is. It's unconditional. It doesn't force you to be what it wants you to be when it wants you to be. It allows you to be what you need to be in order to unfold for your highest and best good. And I want you to think about, as parenting, as husbands, as wives, as friends, as sisters and brothers, how many times have we tried to force our ideas or thought patterns or the way we think they should move and have their being in life? And God doesn't even do that. See, in this enlightened age, much emphasis is being placed upon the life force, which is commonly known as sex. Did you know Sex really stands for spiritual exchange. Your life force, you're experiencing a spiritual exchange in the unity of sex. I know many popular songs, columns, and books offer advice to the love lord and sexually frustrated. I know sex is considered a taboo subject in a lot of polite societies. However, there's a reason for the increasing interest in sex. See, the subject of sex is foremost in the mind of us because sex is a natural, normal phase of our being. And it demands expression on all levels of life. Our sexual desire is always with us in so many forms because it's our life force. It's our life force. If you were on my Manifesting with Sexual Energy class and all the testimonies that came out of that, people have been begging for me to do that class again, because so many people were able to manifest things they had never manifested in their life before. Besides love, sex is one of the most powerful demonstrators on the planet. You can manifest some one of the most powerful, even heal your body through this spiritual energy called sex. Many people have been confused by theological comments about sex as the original sin or that man was conceived in sin. However, in chapter 4, the only sin mentioned in Genesis creation story is that of Adam and Eve partaking in the belief of evil. Now, I want you to hear this. The only sin ever mentioned in the Genesis creation story is that Adam and Eve partaking in the belief of evil. And as far as us being conceived in sin, God created us in what? God created us in his own divine image. It's unmistakably stated in the first chapter of Genesis. The second chapter of Genesis described how God took God's highest creation and gave life. You see, Jehovah God formed us, each and every one of us, breathed into us the breath of life. And we became a living soul, Genesis 2 and 7. When we hear about the dust of the ground, what that really means is that we were fashioned out the universal radiant substance from which everything upon earth is formed. Scientists describe this radiant substance in exalted terms, declaring that it is filled with light, energy, and every degree of good that we could ever desire. You see, the term dust of the ground definitely does not suggest that we were conceived in sin. See, we were conceived and created by the presence of the Most High God without stain or sin. God would never have created Eve for Adam if there were a forbidden phase of our being. Instead, the Bible indicates that God created Eve for Adam to give life, meaning, and balance. Let me say that again. God created Eve to give Adam meaning and balance. Genesis 2 and 18 said, it's not good for man should not be alone. The only forbidden thing about sex is our gross misunderstanding and quantity and our misuse of this great life force. Our sexual expression is a holy, sacred expression. And it is meant to be a high and holy and sacred phase of our being. And the word holy means whole, balanced, and integrated. Why would God ignore one of the most precious gifts it gave us? It gives many examples of how sex, when rightly expressed, leads to a happy way of life. Unwisely expressed sex can lead to bondage and unhappiness, but as we learn the power of sex, we can return to how to use this beautiful energy to express ourselves in every area of our life: health, wealth, happiness, joy, pleasant, harmonious state of mind. I want you to just breathe that in. You should not suppress or feel guilty about your deep desires and longings. But we have to learn how to properly direct our energy. There are many ways we can express this energy because it's threefold. It's a physical, a mental, emotional, and a spiritual expressions of sex. In realizing this, you will find that there are many ways you can properly direct your energy drive into these three phases of your being. Physically is the basis of your bodily energy and drive, your health, your vitality. Mentally and emotionally, the life force expression through you is your deep feelings, your talents and your abilities, your intellectual and your emotional urgings. It is your mental access to ideas and your emotional ability to produce satisfying results by using those ideas. Spirituality, the life force expressed through you, is your passion for the truth and to experience God. To experience God in the universe. When you hunger and thirst and desire the presence of God, that is your life force coming alive in your spiritual nation. Your prayer, your power, your intuitive ability, your spiritual insight, and your understanding, your desire to know more of who and what God is in His goodness, and to express it in your own life and to share it with others. That's your spiritual outlet for your life force that is within you. Sex is far more than just a physical desire. It's the creative presence for worthwhile self-expression in every aspect of our life. When this tremendous sexual desire is not channeled constructively, it becomes bottled up and suppressed so that destructive results usually follow. When it's suppressed in destructive ways, it can show up as mental disorders, nervousness, frustration, emotional imbalance, drug and alcohol addiction, and other ills and dark relationships. Undue preoccupation with the subject of sex are the results of misunderstanding and misdirected sexual abuse. This is within a medical journal. Much of the beauty and convenience we find are the results of us having deep sexual desire to create, to express, and to share on the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual levels of life. You see, a lot of our art, our music, and literature, the inspiration of religious zeal, and the wonders of scientific research are just a few important expressions of our life force, which has contributed to the advancement and increasing satisfaction of our life. And as we remember, this spiritual exchange called sex is more than physical. The grand secret about sex is that it can be transmuted and directed through your thoughts, attitudes, and actions to benefit every phase of your world. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that. If you were in my class, you understand what I'm talking about. There's this desire that you have, this deep desire. And if you want to move that energy into something more, into an art, or you want to manifest money, you have the power to do that. You are God is God. You have the power to move that sexual energy into your art, into your healing, into your money manifesting, into whatever desires you want to attract into your life. It's a powerful energy force that can help you create all that you desire. But so many times, we're afraid of our own sexual energy. Don't deprecate sex. Appreciate it in its threefold nature and make it work for you. You have the power to master instead of being a slave. Let me say that again. You have the power to master the energy of sex instead of being a slave. At times, you may have found your sexual desire welling up in your physical nature as powerful longings and desire. You probably sought to gratify that desire on a physical level, which gave you release. But at other times, you may have discovered that physical expression of sex was not enough to bring the relief. The discontent, the restlessness, the vague and the longings continue to haunt you. And that's because the life force is wanting to express something more than just a physical expression. There's something bigger that's longing to come forth through you. It's wanting to birth itself through you. Because this deeper emotional and spiritual desire for expression is God's using you to bring forth a great gift that you came to the planet to bring forth that only you can do in the way that you can do it. And if you're an artist and if you're a creator, you might be understanding what I'm saying. Have you ever just longed to create a piece of work? Or maybe you had this longing idea that you wanted to bring into the planet, or maybe you had a longing to write a book, or had a strong desire to do something. You see, as we learn to use all of our power, all of our power to bring and manifest the life we desire, we'll find ourselves living a true alchemist, magical life. There's something powerful about your being, about your essence. And as a woman, there's things my grandmother used to teach us about when a man enters into the presence of your physical presence, things you can create him as a king because you have that power to shift and transform your man into what it is, his highest and best expression of himself. You are a true goddess. And together you can heal so many things in your life, in your community, in your life, just through the expression of the intention of wanting to bring the oneness of what it is you all come together intentionally to bring or heal. Now, that's probably a little bit more than I was thinking I was going to talk about today. But I want you to know today there's power in your sensual, sexual being. And that life force that moves through your body helps to create and bring forth not just our children, but our ideas. We birth ideas with this sexual energy. It is a powerful tool to manifest anything you desire on this planet as you desire it. And I don't want you to be afraid of the energy you've been given to create the life you want. You see, the life force within you is filled with intelligence. It knows what you need to think more of your physical being and to express more of on that level. It knows what you need to express within yourself, more on the mental and emotional level. It knows when you should be giving more attention to your spiritual development. You see, this life force within you has many ways of sending you signals about how to direct your desires. Rhythm is the law of the universe and is needed by each person for a well-integrated life. It's so much healing power in that sexual energy. You can intentionally center your mind on moving your sexual energy to heal the pain in your body. You can move your sexual energy to create and manifest whatever you desire. But it's about balance. Sensuality and sexuality is about knowing that there's natural function to the beauty of who we are. To deny the body as a natural function does not make a person wise or holy. Let me say that. To deny your body of its natural functions, the things that make you who you are, it is of the Most High God. You are one with all life force. I was listening to an artist one day, and he was saying how he takes his, this is Prince, his sexual energy to create his music. In Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill talks about how to transmute our sexual energy into anything we desire on the planet. We have a powerful, powerful gift that we can use to create and bring forth anything we desire on this planet. Don't be afraid of who you are. It's a book called Man, the Unknown by Dr. Alexis Curry. Writes, the sexual energy, more than any other power, exerts a profound influence upon the strength and quality of the mind. In general, great poets, artists, saints, as well as conquerors are strongly sexed. The removal of the genital glands, even in adult individuals, produces some modifications of the mental states. Inspiration seems to depend on a certain condition of our sexual glands. If your life situation is such that sex activity is not a part of it, do not feel that you are being left out in expressing life basic force. You can know that the lack of physical sexual activity is leading you to greater expressions of your innate talents on the mental and emotional planes of life, as long as you have understand that this life force can move through you and become one of your greatest allies on the planet. Sexual energy is also a brain energy, an emotional go power. It also helps turn our passion into intellectual and artistic effort. So today, I want you to think about how are you expressing your sexual energy on the planet? Now, this is not about being expressive with other people. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the ability to use your energy in your life force to create the life you want. I'm not talking about how many partners you should and shouldn't have. I'm not talking about it. I'm just talking about how to use your energy to create the life you want, to enjoy your life, to create your life, to be the presence on the planet the way you want to show up on the planet. When I talk to people and I coach them and we talk about sex as an aspect of their life, and when I get through hearing their understanding, I ask them, how's their money flowing? Oh, I'm having clogs in my money flow. I'm experiencing some lack. Do you know the chakra system that deals with your sexual energy is the same chakra system that deals with your money flow? If we're experiencing a lack energy and not experiencing money in the way that we desire to experience money, I want you to think about your thoughts about how you move the energy through your body. Because money is just an energy flow. It's an energy flow. I had a client that her and her husband were not sexually active after being together for so long. And one of the things I told her, well, how are you all experiencing other parts of life? They were starting to have pain in their bodies, lots of stuff going on. And I told her that it only takes one person to change the way the relationship is operating. We began to visualize her husband as an ardent lover, attractive to her, and she's attracted to him. We gave her an affirmation. Our relationship is a happy, satisfying, well-adjusted marriage of true and lasting fulfillment. We give thanks that divine love is doing its perfect work in my marriage right now. And we affirm divine love. Her husband's indifference was replaced with kindness. He became interested in her sexually again. And their marriage had never been more happier. There's something powerful that happens when we realize that we have to let go of everybody else's thoughts of how we should operate sexually in this planet, and become one with our own energy and express ourselves fully on this planet so that we can play full out and become the people that we came to the planet to be. Sex is a spiritual power. Just as sex is a physical and mental, emotional, sex is also spiritual. It brings balance, serenity, and well-being to the body, the mind, and the soul. It's a renewing power. It heals the body. It brings the body back into balance. And when your life force wells up within you in your quiet times, realize it is your divine instrument for good, for attraction. You are making contact with the greatest power on the earth. The living power of the presence of God within you and around you. And when you contact and release this life force, and wonderful things can happen. And in the process, you prove to your own satisfaction that sex is a success power that can pervade every phase of your life. Don't be afraid of your sensual sexual nature to create. I'm not going to go too deep with you today, but that's just something I wanted to have a conversation with you on today. You know, a lot of people have been calling me because people want to create, but sex is one of the most powerful presence of creation on the planet, not just for babies, but creating whatever life we want. I was with a client working with her sexual energy, and she needed $50,000. In 2 weeks, we were able to work with her energy to manifest $50,000. You have the power to create, and the power is in you. That's my message for today. Any questions, comments, or concern, press 1 on Blog Talk and star 6 on teleconference line. I know it's going to be quiet today, but it's okay. I appreciate you, and I just wanted to remind you that you are a physical, mental, and spiritual sexual being, and that being is the life force of God, and that life force of God can create, heal, and manifest in many different forms of good on this planet. Don't be afraid of who you are in your life force. I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. That's my message. This is Kim. Love never fails. You've been tuned in to another episode of The Love Journey. Have a great day.
What we have.